Hello and welcome back to Depths of Depression podcast. This one will be now, I think, for my hardcore fans. I was just now again checking on Instagram. I didn't go and log into Instagram for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Didn't check anything at all. And I just checked now. There were, I think, 2 messages by people, messaging me about this podcast. And this was just inspiring me to make this episode now. And by the way, before I'm going to continue, just want to remind you, you can write me personal messages. Elias Limitless on Instagram is, I think, the easiest way to reach out to me. I will definitely read it. I will try to respond to it. The reason why I wouldn't respond to it is just that I don't feel like it. It's just kind of like a difficult time for me right now, as you perhaps know. All right. So in this podcast, in this episode, I will go again into very dark, dark stuff. You can already maybe feel it in my energy. There's sort of this pain. I feel pain right now as I'm talking. Not very strongly, but I feel there's some sort of like inner. So there's some inner chaos. I feel there's some chaos within me. And I will talk with you just sort of the experience of the last 1 month or like 2 months. I think I haven't done an episode in 2 months or 3 months. Yes, I'm still in this period. I'm still at home now since already 8 months. I never could have guessed, never could have dreamed of that this would ever be happening in my life, that I would be at home and in this situation. I feel so hopeless. I feel so hopeless once again. I mean, today I was showering, but for like a week I didn't shower. I have this, like, if you look at me, I have this weird beard. I don't want to shave myself right now. I feel like I don't have the energy, and I don't even see the point right now in shaving myself. I look really strange. I should definitely cut my hair. I just don't feel it. I just don't know. Not right now. And I really look like, it's funny because I was thinking today, I really look like a guy who didn't have a normal life, who really just didn't talk to anyone for 8 months. And it's true, actually, really didn't talk. I barely talked to anyone in 8 months. Specifically, in the last 2 weeks, there's been experiences where I was running away from people in my family, sort of, where I couldn't stand being in the same room with a person. I couldn't be, like, I was really resentful to the presence of people. So remember how sometimes in the kitchen there would be like 2 people or 3 people, and I would just run away. I was just like, well, no, just, yeah, that's what I was feeling. And almost, I felt almost sometimes offended. That's crazy. I felt sometimes offended just by having people around me. And so a lot of times I would just spend almost all day long in my room. And with a lot of pain, I was crying again basically every day now in the last month. And it really almost felt like it's almost, so I was sitting in my room and just binge-watching Netflix. Not really enjoying it that much, not really like watching a show and I'm like, yeah, that's amazing, but sort of just almost just trying to get by, just trying to kind of cope and just trying to sort of, you know, get over the day. And eating food, I was eating a lot. In the last 2 weeks, I'm really afraid I'm getting a little bit obese, I guess, right now. I was eating a lot of chocolate every day, just to get by, really. And a lot of grapes, but a lot of grapes. And not really moving much. I didn't go outside a lot in the last couple of days. And today there has been this experience where I was walking outside with a dog we're currently taking care of, and I've been outside with him, and I was thinking, I'm fucking broken. Like, I can't, there's no way out for me anymore. And I was thinking, it's difficult for me to take a shower, and I was thinking about, holy shit, like, I have to go back home today and take a shower, and it's just difficult to take a shower. And I was like, yo, this is so bad. And then I remember I was like turning around, and the dog was just rolling himself in basically a piece of shit, like and I knew at the point, oh shit, I have to go back with the dog here to my home. I have to wash the dog, and it's kind of difficult because the dog doesn't like to be washed, and it's really tough. It's very tough to wash this dog. And I remember I was just crying. Like, I was crying so hard because I remember at the point I was like, this is the very end of my life right now. This might be the worst, one of the worst moments of my life. And then I looked at the dog and I was just like, holy fuck. Right now, I'm so broken. It can't get even worse. This is happening. Like, I have to do this difficult. At least right now, it feels just so difficult to do this. It feels so difficult to wash the dog. It feels difficult to take a shower. And I was just like, I was crying. I was crying, crying. For like 1 hour, I think I was crying. I was then walking back to my home from the forest, crying all the way. I was back home here trying to wash the dog, just crying. I went outside on the balcony, then I washed the dog there. I was crying. Went back here, took a shower, was actually taking a bath, was crying. Took me like 1 hour. And then I took a nap. I'm basically every day now taking a nap. I'm going to sleep also very late. Not having very good sleeping habits right now. And I went to sleep. I wake up then at like in at the afternoon. I wake up after taking the nap and I just feel so like just worn down, just exhausted. And that's the day for today. Yeah, that's what I felt today. I feel like I just have to get going. I just have to get not get going, but I have to get going through the pain. I really feel like the only way out now is just to get through. It's just to really feel the pain and whatever is coming. And I don't know how much longer it will take me. It feels like I'm really sort of handcuffed by invisible handcuffs, and I just can't get out of the home. I can't get out of this pain. The only way really is just to feel it. I feel like there's anyway no other way. Even if I would try to get out of it, even if I would try to run away from it by maybe traveling or doing some other thing, it doesn't feel like it's working, and I would be too exhausted to even try, you know, even traveling right now or whatever I could do to run away from this. And I really want to help you. Like, if you listen to this right now, I really want to help you. Like, I really feel like I want to help people. I want to help. There's so much, I think, collective pain in humans. And what I also feel like is most people, and I can't blame them. I do this also at times. I do this basically every day, but not at a big scale. Most people with this pain, they externalize it. They put this pain, you could say, on their spouse, on the husband, wife, whatever they, well, let's see how I can make this point. You see, my brain right now kind of is stupid. I feel like I'm right now operating at maybe one tenth of where I'm normally operating with my brain and physically. Maybe just I'm operating today. I was thinking I'm operating at 0% of what I'm usually operating. I sometimes feel like I can't do anything. So what I would just want to say, there's so much pain. I see so much pain in myself right now, and I see a lot of pain in other people, in really everyone here in my family. I see pain. It's just that many people, instead of facing the pain and you know, being with the pain, like what I do right now mostly, but I don't do it always. I definitely also still run away. Like what most people do, they watch Netflix 5 seasons of a show just to sort of, you know, medicate the pain. They take medicine. They take antidepressants, and I think it can be really helpful, like if it's something for you. But I think you can definitely just the point is just that many people, you know, use drugs, chocolate. I use chocolate right now to shove down to this pain, and I feel like the really a beautiful way to. It's not beautiful, but I think the best way, that's what it appears to me, but it's painful. It's really hard, and I can understand if people don't do it. I can really understand because it's just so fucking difficult to sit with the pain. To meditate 10 minutes before going to sleep and just sitting with the pain. and crying and just crying it out instead of doing some unhealthy behaviors, instead of offend. I think a reason why there are trolls on the internet, a reason why people offend each other, a reason why there's so much, such a big divide and so many, especially in politics, I think it's just because there's so much pain in people, they have to sort of get it out of them. And if they don't sit with it and heal it, sort of thereby, they go to politics and say, well, this politician is shit, well, this is shit, and this is shit. They offend other people. They start wars. I think there were wars in this world just started because there's pain in people, and people are just too afraid to sit with it. And I can understand, it's just difficult. It's so difficult to sit with pain. It's so difficult. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. And I really want to help you. I'm trying my best. I don't have, I feel right now, I don't have many capabilities. What I'm doing right now, it's like the best I can do right now. It's not much. It's what I'm saying right now is like the only thing I've been putting out on the internet in the last 2 months. And, this is it. I really wish you the very best. And I hope to come back to this podcast in the future and give you more advice. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much.